The Logic of Fractal Randomness, with a warning. The non-technical listener can skip from here until the end of the chapter. I've shown the logic of a fractal distribution. If wealth doubles from 1 million to 2 million, the incidence of people with at least that much money is cut in 4, which is an exponent of 2. If the exponent were 1, then the incidence of that wealth, or more, would be cut in 2. The exponent is called the power, which is why some people use the term power law. Let's call the number of occurrences higher than a certain level an exceedance. An exceedance of 2 million is the number of persons with wealth more than 2 million. One main property of these fractals, or another way to express their main property, scalability, is that the ratio of 2 exceedances is going to be the ratio of the 2 numbers to the negative power of the power exponent. By using symmetry, we could also examine the incidences below the number. Let's illustrate this. Say that you think that only 96 books a year will sell more than 250,000 copies, which is what happened last year, and that you think that the exponent is around 1.5. You can extrapolate to estimate that around 34 books will sell more than 500,000 copies. We can continue and note that around 8 books should sell more than 1 million copies. Let me tell you up front that these exponents mean very little in terms of numerical precision. We'll see why in a minute, but just note for now that we don't observe these parameters. We simply guess them or infer them for statistical information, which makes it hard at times to know the true parameters, if it in fact exists. So keep in mind that the 1.5 exponent is an approximation, that it's hard to compute, that you don't get it from the gods, or at least not easily, and that you'll have a monstrous sampling error. Just a 0.2 difference in the exponent changes the result dramatically, and such a difference can come from a simple measurement error. This difference isn't trivial. Just consider that we have no precise idea what the exponent is because we can't measure it directly. All we do is estimate from past data or rely on theories that allow for the building of some model that would give us some idea. But these models may have hidden weaknesses that prevent us from blindly applying them to reality. Therefore, you'll observe that the number of books selling above 1 million copies is not always going to be 8. It could be as high as 20 or as low as 2. More significantly, this exponent begins to apply at some number called crossover and addresses numbers larger than this crossover. It may start at 200,000 books, or perhaps only 400,000 books. Likewise, wealth has different properties before, say, $600 million, when inequality grows, than it does below such a number. How do you know where the crossover point is? This is a problem. My colleagues and I worked with around 20 million pieces of financial data. We all had the same data set, yet we never agreed on exactly what the exponent was in our sets. We knew the data revealed a fractal power law, but we learned that one could not produce a precise number. But what we did know, that the distribution is scalable and fractal, was sufficient for us to operate and make decisions. The problem of the upper bound. Some people have researched and accepted the fractal up to a point. They argue that wealth, book sales, and market returns all have a certain level when things stop being fractal. Truncation is what they propose. I agree that there's a level where fractality might stop, but where? Saying that there's an upper limit, but I don't know how high it is, and saying there's no limit, carry the same consequences in practice. Proposing an upper limit is highly unsafe. You may say, let us cap wealth at 150 billion in our analyses. Then someone else might say, why not 151 billion? Or why not 152 billion? We might as well consider that the variable is unlimited.